Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you, Intimate Encounters, with your host, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City, Intimate Encounters. I'm your host, Kaz, with my other host, Mr. Father Time. What's up, dog?
What up, man? I'm a bad motherfucker, man. I just have to put that out there, man. Damn, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, man. And always, the infamous Miss Toy. What's up, baby?
What's up, what's up?
What's the goings on for tonight, man? Where we at? What we talking about? What we doing?
You know what? I want to talk about something. I want to ask y'all men, why is it, if y'all know that y'all the second person or y'all the little side piece or whatever in a woman's life, why y'all don't wear condoms?
Why we don't do what?
Wear condom. Why would it be an issue if you were told you had to wear a condom or not?
Did you start off making me wear one?
Yeah.
He trying to get you pregnant. He trying to move in. He trying to get something going on more than what you want going.
Okay, but if you know that when you leave this person, you go home and you into another relationship yourself, why would you want to do that?
That's a good question.
I have to ask this from another man
because
I don't understand it.
Well, some men just don't like wearing rubber.
Okay, but you
know
in a relationship?
Just don't. Well, I'm probably not wearing a rubber in that relationship neither.
So why would you want to come with me without one?
That's probably what I'm used to. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not used to wearing the rubber, what the hell am I? I mean, you know, I could be allergic to them. You know what I mean? You ever heard that one before? I'm allergic to latex.
Okay. So you think that's the right thing to do, though?
No, I don't think it's right.
That's
okay to you. If I'm number two, then I'm going to wear a rubber anyway.
Okay.
You probably hitting up.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a good point. If you number two, shit, I mean, you supposed to wear one. But, I mean, you do got guys out there. Now, you know what? Here's what I have learned, that a woman will, I guess, you got some people that would just get that comfortable because the woman makes them feel that comfortable. You know, it's like, okay, it's a scenario like, okay, I know I'm number two, but you making me feel like I'm number one.
Okay, that's what's supposed to happen if me and you together, right? And then you go about your business, right?
No, now, if you making me feel like number one, I'm gonna play like I'm number one. I'm gonna act like I'm number one.
You're acting like you are. You're playing that part for them. I said that's the key word. You're acting like you are for that moment. And then when it's time to go home, you going back to doing what you were doing. You just said
I think you misunderstanding him. You misunderstanding. If you make him feel like he number one.
I'm gonna act like I'm number one, and I mean that's gonna be all the way around the board. I mean, now if you got it up in my head that I'm the number one, I love you, and I'm feeling this way about you, this, that, and other, then yeah, I'm gonna feel like that. I'm gonna feel like I'm number one, so I'm gonna feel like I'm gonna get real comfortable with you.
Even though you got my father.
That's your fault for making him feel like you know he number two, but if you got him thinking he number one.
Right.
No.
If you got me, well, now, hold on now. Hold on. I'm just asking. I mean, if it's a scenario where do he ever spend a night? Do we stay around? Do y'all go out? Is it just the fuck? I mean, now, if you're doing all this, if you going out with me, I'm spending money on you, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm playing daddy whenever need to be played daddy, or I'm playing husband when need to be playing husband, yeah, at some point, I'm going to start feeling like I'm number one. But now, if I call you, and it's just that booty call, and that's that, okay, cool, we good. But now, if you sitting there saying, oh, baby, I love you. You pouring your heart and soul out to me, and I'm pouring my heart and soul out to you, and you helping me relate with problems, and I'm helping you relate with problems, then, yeah, at some point, I'm going to start feeling like I should be number one, or I'm going to feel like I am number one.
So how are you supposed to handle yourself when you at home with your main woman then?
That me personally, that ain't none of your business. Long as I handle what I'm handling with you right, then that ain't your concern.
That's a good point, man. I never looked at it like that. That's a good point.
So why are you gonna come to my house and act like you are when you know you're not? Don't get mad when you start off this way, and then all of a sudden you're like, nah, let's try this, and I say, no, that's just the way it is.
Oh,
you
to
this woman. That I don't know, nothing to, but I know that's where you lay in your head at sometimes.
Okay, I understand that, but my thing, once again, if you making me feel like I'm number one and while I'm in your house, yeah, I'm going to act like I'm number one in your house. Now, when I leave your house and go home, then that's a whole nother life. But now, while I'm in your house, you making me try, you cooking me dinner, and you know what I'm saying? I'm laying up in your bed getting my plate brought to me and all this, that, and other. And the kids coming up and talking to me, and I'm cutting the grass and doing whatever, then I'm going to feel like I'm number one. So I'm going to put my input in your household.
See, that sounds like y'all in a relationship.
Exactly.
Because the number two don't get that kind of treatment.
That number two, he meets you at the hotel. Y'all do what y'all do. Y'all might giggle and talk on the phone for a minute, and that's that. But now, if you let me come to your house and you let me play number one, then yeah, eventually I'm gonna feel like I'm number one, and I'm gonna have an attitude with you when you wanna sit there and be like, oh no, you ain't number one. No, yes the fuck I am. If I ain't number one, then who is?
But I told you who was if I'm a jump. What's the problem? Why
okay,
is
but,
I told you if I'm a jump. It's just how it is. Just how I am. Whatever you don't want to do, somebody else gonna do it. I'm not trying to no strings attached with nobody and none of that. Yeah, I'm a cool ass person, so I'm gonna treat everybody the way I want them to treat me.
Hold
on, dog. Are you feed number two? Does number two get to spend the night?
Uh huh.
So he's eating at your house. He can spend the night. He cooling with the kids. He getting along with the kids. That's a number one. That ain't no number. It might have started off as number two, but you done misled this man. He think he number one now. He think the other guy number two.
Not right. Because of your friends and they know about your main dude.
I mean, my thing is this. How can he be the main dude if I'm here eating and playing with the kids and all this? How am I number two?
Right, neither one of y'all are. That's my point.
Now you're playing a real funky game now. I got to tell you. Ms. Toy, you're playing a real funky game. Because now, if you sitting there, I mean, you giving both of these guys the royal treatment. At some point in time, somebody going to come in and somebody going to get their ass whooped.
For sure.
Now y'all might say men are dogs and this, that, and other, but now you pretty much know that he only come on my house at nighttime. He come out of my house, he has sex with me, and he go home, go about his business. Okay. You know that because that's what he keep coming off to. But now, if I'm the number two in your life, but I'm at your house, I mean, that's rule number one. You don't bring number twos home. You don't take care of number twos. Number twos is there what they there for. I mean, if they there just for the fuck, okay. But now listen to me. Listen to me because you said that he does come to the house. You do cook for him. No, you don't do that for the number two. The number two, that's just like, y'all sit there and say, y'all men do this, y'all men do that. That's because we establishing that you're not number one. You're number two. You're the sideline.
Let me ask you. I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but this question is burning in me. Man, if you're giving both of these dudes the royal treatment, right? I'm saying you feeding both of them, you got them both thinking that they're number one, and actually one's one and one's two.
Right,
what you gonna do when they both show up?
A year and a half now, what are you talking about?
What you gonna do when they both show up? Sooner or later, they both gonna be at the crib at the same time. Because they both feel like they're number one. What you gonna do then? You got one in there sitting there playing with the kids, and then another one's knocking at the door.
I was just going to say, play it simple. What's up? What you doing over here? What you want? I'll call you later. I got company.
You got me thinking I'm number one, and you telling me you got company and I can't come in? Oh, I'm coming in. I'm coming through the door. You can't stop me.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck he doing up in here? Who is he?
The one of y'all number one, y'all know that. Y'all both going back home to y'all other women. What's the problem?
Because you making us feel like we number one. I mean, you bottom line is you giving us what's the saying? I got my cake and eat it too. That's what you're making me feel like. I mean, now if you know the rules now. You call that man and ask him that simple question.
Is we fucking or what?
Right.
He understand that. You know what I'm saying? But now, hold on now. Now, when he get there and you sitting back and you looking at him and he looking at you and you hear that playing? You playing the slow music and all that shit? You know what I'm saying?
I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know.
I mean, now I'm feeling like, okay, I'm finna take my shoes off. I'm not finna drop my shit to my ankles. I'm finna take my shoes and socks off. I'm finna get butt naked up in here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let that number two, you gotta reassure that number two that he's number two. Now, you playing that mind game and, yeah, baby, this, that, and other. No, that's not what you do to the number twos. Play your position. You know your position. Play it. But now, you sitting there making me feel like I'm number one, and I'm going to come in there, and I'm going to come in there, and sorry to say, I'm not saying that it's right, but like Thomas said, I'm going to come in there regulating. Who the fuck is he? Why the fuck he here? Okay, well, it's still the same. Wait a minute. You say you just asked a question about fucking.
Yeah, I just want to know what's the whole issue with the condom. What's the problem? If you started off your question.
I thought you were talking about number ones and number twos.
Hey, now you brought up number one and number two.
Right, and if y'all started off that way and both of y'all got to go home to your other woman, why would she get mad at me?
Because you done made me feel like I'm number one, so why should I wear a condom?
Maybe I didn't get rid of that girl that I'm going home with because I'm thinking you the one now.
No, I'm not getting rid of the girl I'm going home with.
Okay.
No, you're not. You're not getting rid of that. I got to tell you, you're not getting rid of the girl you're going home with. Not for that reason, but now, like I said, you want your cake and eat it too. And then Tama made a good point. If I ain't used to having condoms on, you know what I'm saying, and you letting me get away with it, I mean, as terrible as it sounds, then I'm probably liable not to wear one. And I'm going to look at you like, why are you tripping if you let me do it before?
Exactly. What the hell you doing?
Yeah, what you doing? What now? I got to wear a condom.
You had to wear a condom. You have to wear one. You have to wear one. So now all of a sudden you feel like you don't have to wear one anymore. What's the problem? Why do you think all of a sudden it's okay just for me to say, okay, well, then you don't have to wear one? Cause we
okay, now.
Whatever.
Okay, hold on. I think you. Wait a minute. I think you lost me on something.
Go ahead, man.
Woman, you lost me on something. Hey, man, do you know they play a commercial on our thing? We need some money. You know that, bro, right? I'm sorry, y'all, but they're actually playing commercials on our, whatchamacallit now.
Wow.
Man, we need to get paid for that.
Check that PayPal, man. Check that PayPal.
Yeah, I'm going to check that, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ms. Toy, they interrupted me with a commercial. Hey, man, that mean we getting kind of large. They playing commercials on us. Okay, anyway. Now, you say now, from day one, you didn't make, because maybe I got confused on what you said. From day one, you made this man wear a condom, right?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, he says he don't want to wear it, but then you telling him, oh no, you going to wear it, right?
Right. Just because
you
got a girl at home.
Right, so you ain't never let him hit without the condom.
Right.
Oh, okay, well, you know what? I apologize. I thought you said something else. I thought you said that all of a sudden y'all started with it. I mean, okay, I apologize. Okay, well, now, when at that point, you know, he didn't call feelings. He didn't call Phyllis to the point where it's like, okay, you my lady. He didn't call Phyllis, bottom line. Mm-hmm. He didn't call Phyllis, and that's gonna lead up to something real bad. I mean, Tommy, I'm finna go. I need to go holler at a couple of people about this commercial that just went on. So y'all hang tight, y'all hang loose. Don't holler at them. I'll holler at these people. Finish the conversation. Don't mind me.
All right, Captain. Now, hey, how long have we been having sex?
For a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
And you still get mad when I say I don't want to wear one. After a year and a half?
Why would I say it's okay? You still going home to your woman.
Okay, now who you going home to? You got you something on the side too, right?
Yeah, I don't have a permanent man in my life. I just have niggas that I kick it with.
But now do I know this?
Yeah, you know it.
Well, if I know it, then I probably wouldn't use a condom every time anyway. See, I don't know who you sleeping with.
I'm just saying that
I was like,
you don't want to use one.
Okay, we got a new caller on the line. We got Miss Butter on the line again. You know, she missed us yesterday, but she's back on the day.
sad about that. I feel so sad about that.
Well, don't worry about it. What's up, baby?
Nothing much. How y'all doing tonight?
We chilling. Miss Toy got a dilemma. Now, I'm going to let Miss Toy explain it to you. Miss Toy, explain the dilemma to her. Let's hear from a woman's point of view.
Okay.
Hey, bud, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing all right, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. Okay, now listen. I am not in a serious relationship with anyone, okay?
Okay.
You hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I have two main friends that I kick it with, right?
Right.
And they both know about each other, right?
Right.
When we get down, you have to wear a condom, right? And this
right.
is going for like a year and a half now, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, why all of a sudden condom is deciding that he feel like he shouldn't have to wear one? But he wants to get down with me and then go home to his woman, but I'm still telling him he got to wear a condom. Am I wrong?
No, you ain't wrong, baby. Not at all.
I didn't think I
was. No. Because if he messing around with you and he got a woman, first of all, then who's to say if he ain't you ain't the only person he messing around with?
Right.
Second of all, who's to say she ain't messing around with somebody because she know he messing around with somebody?
Well, she already said she got somebody else too. She got two guys.
She not talking about me. She talking about the other man.
Well, I'm talking about his woman. Because I know plenty of women who have their own because they know their man ain't faithful. So she could be cheating in the same instant.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Why didn't
it really don't. So basically what you're saying is there ain't nobody faithful out there no more. Everybody got somebody on the side.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm answering the question. I'm saying that.
No, you just said she probably got somebody on the side too.
She might have somebody on the side. She might be doing the same thing he's doing because she knows what he's doing. That doesn't mean everybody's doing it.
Well, why don't you just leave him? If you know he got somebody on the side, you know he got somebody on the side.
Because
you feel
she loves him that much.
You to get somebody on the side.
She loves him that much. She either loves him that much or don't love herself enough.
If she loves him that much, then why would she go out? If she loves him that much, why would she go out and get somebody on the side just because he's doing it? Just leave him.
I mean, you know what? Sometimes it's not worth fighting. Some people feel like shit. It's not worth fighting. I'm gonna enjoy myself. He gonna enjoy himself. But I'm not getting a divorce. I'm not leaving him. He not leaving me. Some people have arrangements. You never know what goes on in somebody's life. Why until you really in their life or they got you in their life like that?
Well, I understand that. If that's the way it is up front. But if we start off on a serious relationship, I feel the cheat just because I found out you cheating?
Just because you find out I'm cheating, you're going to either accept her or you're going to walk away. Most people, if they love you, they gonna forgive and try to forget. You not
bullshit. Man, you know damn well that first thing motherfuckers gonna find out, they find out that they cheating, the first words coming out their mouth.
Fuck all y'all.
And they out that fucking door. Come on now, quit playing.
I'm gone. I know.
That's not necessarily true.
Yeah, I know several people who have given that man or that woman a second chance after they found out they cheated.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying that this league.
Fuck that. Why give them a second chance so they can do it all over again? Hurt you all over again. Fuck that.
Okay. So
that shouldn't even be no serious relationships because apparently everybody fucking everybody else.
So basically, say you got a relationship, a female you're dating now wherever you're at by the time, and you all of a sudden come up to Gary and see me, butter. And you
mm-hmm.
get you some butter. You gonna go back and tell the truth to your potential girlfriend that you accidentally got drunk or purposely got drunk and enjoyed some butter, or you gonna keep that secret to yourself?
All right, now I'll explain.
And try to make that relationship work.
I'm going to explain that to you. Number one, everybody that know me, that's my personal good friends, know I'm a one-woman guy. So that wouldn't even happen. I wouldn't come all the way to Gary to mess around with you. I wouldn't. If I'm in a relationship, that's who I'm with, period. Cass can tell you that. He can tell you that. He know me. I'm a one-woman guy.
Here we go. Moonstar Quasars.
Hey, that's so
come on, dude.
Sweet.
You know it's true, man. You know me better than most.
Okay, I know you fall in love, but kind of quick, but
get the fuck out of here, man. See, you're messing up my whole point, man.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes you're supposed to just follow along, man. you just agree.
All right, well.
But I don't get down like that, so that would never happen. And if it did, of course, I would not tell my woman. I wouldn't tell her unless she asked me.
All right.
If she asked me, then I would tell her. Right.
You a goddamn, you know what, on that note, we finna go to a song, and we will be right back. We gonna go to the song. We gonna be right back because this motherfucker lying to y'all.
Hey,
look at that, man.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's cast up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans of us, don't try to ask him why, how can he? From infinite down to that last relapse album, he's still shitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shit just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But as fuck your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last, relax, CD was there. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to black cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road. get clean. I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more peace lingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
Yo, what's up? What's up? We back now. We back now. Check this out. We understood what everybody was saying, and we appreciate everybody commenting, but we're going to move on to another subject. What I want to talk about, I want to talk about the art of seduction. That's cool with y'all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask a question. I want to ask a question. I'm going to ask this to Butter first. Butter.
Okay.
You here with me, baby?
Yeah, I'm
Let
here.
Me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you the seducer, or you like to be seduced?
Oh, I love to be seduced. I love to be seduced, but I can be the seducer depending on the situation. Yeah. I can be.
Okay. Now, if you're the seducer, what do you do? If you're in a seducing state of mind, what do you do?
I seduce them with conversation, my gestures, the way I present myself to them. All the way around, just I like to seduce. It's I don't want to say teasing.
So that's your way of seducing, is teasing.
Not really. I don't want to say teasing, but I'm very
okay.
I can have a very good seductive conversations.
Okay. Ms. Toy, what about you? What are you? You like to be seducer, or are you the seducer?
I do the seducing.
Oh, really? Why? Why? I'm not surprised.
You could, because men are such a pushing horse, just like women. Y'all want the same thing a woman do. Y'all want to tip it, though. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. I'll check this out. We got a lot of callers on the line listening. And if y'all feel like y'all want to get in this conversation, all y'all got to do is press 1, because I want to know who's the seducer. I want to know who's doing the seducing, who's being seduced. I want to learn the art of seduction all the way around. Hey, timer, guess what?
Yeah. What up?
We got Felicia on the line, but she don't want to say nothing.
Oh, not the Reverend.
Yeah, she don't want to say nothing. Should we just cue her in?
No, don't do that, man. You know she the Reverend. You know how
okay.
She did. She'll press 1 sooner or later.
Well, there we go.
I'll make
hey,
her press
Felicia,
1.
Baby.
I ain't scared of y'all.
Okay, well, if you ain't scared of us, what are you? You the seducer? You like being seduced?
It depends on the situation. If they need some coaching, then I will. But I prefer to let the man be the seducer. But if he's taking too long or playing too much, then I just
I need to make my point.
All
right.
What you say?
I said, okay, I'm agreeing with you. Damn, there you go. Ready to jump all on me. Calm your nerves. What if he don't want to be seduced by you? What if he
ain't got
that
no business being there. He ain't got no business there.
He ain't got no what?
He ain't got no business there to him.
Well, don't you think you might be a little too aggressive?
I said maybe. If he's not, I'll give him an opportunity to be the seducer.
Well, maybe he's taking his time.
Well.
He's trying to wind it down.
Sometimes ain't no time to be taking no time.
Well, okay, well tell me this then. What kind of signals you going to send me? If you want me to seduce you, but you think I'm taking too long, how you going to let me know that? What kind of signals you going to send me? You going to answer the door in your lingerie?
I mean, that could be one. No, I wouldn't do that right off. Maybe, I mean, it depends on who it was and what the situation was. I mean,
Hold on. I'm not to cut you off, but we got somebody new to the line. I don't want to keep holding on. I don't want nobody hang up on us, okay? And besides, Felicia ain't coming to no door, no panties on. She going to have a damn big-ass old house coat on. I'm talking about you can come in.
Whatever, y'all know nothing about Felicia. I think y'all know.
I'm just playing with Felicia. Hey, we got Keisha on the line. Keisha, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
We chilling. I'm trying to ask this question. Are you the seducer or you like being seduced?
I would prefer to seduce.
Oh, you like to do the seducing.
Oh, yeah, because these brothers be shy. They don't want to tell you what they really, really want, and I can look and tell that they really, really want it, so I'm going to give it to them.
Okay, so now, if you're the seducer, let me ask you, if you're the seducer, what do you do?
Well,
give me an example.
If you're coming to me, you know, I'm going to open the door, you know, like, how? Nothing on. Like, nigga, get it. But if I'm coming to you, I'm most likely to have on, like, you know how that video Aaliyah said she was going to have her trench coat on, her loafs, you know, the heels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when I open that coat, you already know what time it is, and how are you going to resist it? So I won. I seduced your ass.
Right.
And as easy as that, you know. It's all fun, though.
Oh, okay. So now let me ask you, once you get them, and you know what, I'm going to tell you, I'm finna read your mind. Once you got them down, you got them in the bed, and you finna do what you doing to them, I know what you be thinking, though. You want me to tell you what you be thinking?
Yeah, what I be thinking.
Okay.
Hey!
I know what you're thinking. I'll tell you something else about yourself, too.
You
want me to tell you something else about yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh?
Read me my
you
life.
Want me to? I'm going to tell you something else about yourself. Yeah, you know that.
Okay.
Somebody else trying to say something? I know y'all women. I know once you get it good and it's going good and you see his eyes roll in the back of his head. I know what you be thinking when you do that too. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what you. Oh, yeah, I know you type, Keisha. Am I right? Keisha, am I right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Is that what it do?
Oh, it do that.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something, Keisha. I'm going to start with you, all right?
Okay.
What is your sexiest feature that you use to seduce with?
the sexiest feature.
Yeah, the sexiest feature that you know you use this to seduce a man every time. Tell me your sexiest feature.
That tongue, baby.
Damn, so you just come out there and you lick your tongue out at him.
Oh, I lick it all on him.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
wow.
Yeah.
Now, you know if you lick your tongue out at me. I mean, you got to do a lot of licking when you fucking with Sin City. You know that, right?
Okay, I'm going to lick you in all the right spots. Ain't shit going to be around your body. What the fuck?
I'm telling you now, you got to do a lot of licking because I'm going to tell you.
I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
That means you got to do a lot of licking, baby, now. All right, I'm going to go to Butter. Butter.
Yes.
Your sexiest feature that you use to seduce with, what is it?
My mouth.
Excuse me? Your mouth. God damn, y'all is not playing, huh?
Curve to my lips.
Curve to your lips. Okay. Timer.
What up?
I need you to. Okay, we gotta go to Miss Toy, man. We gotta go to Miss Toy. Miss Toy, question jumps on you now.
I use my ass, honey.
My booty.
Okay.
What?
In the background.
Hello. Hello,
Jimmy. What's up?
Yeah, you say you use your eyes, right? Do y'all hear
that?
Am I the only person that's hearing this?
No, I hear it too.
I hear a whole different conversation going on.
Right.
What the hell?
Well, somebody trying to get a flirt on.
It must be at a gas station or some shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, you say you use your eyes.
Yeah, I use my eyes. Not my ass. I can use that too, but I use my eyes.
Baby, that just ain't
booty. Hey, what's up, man? We got somebody new to the line. We got Samantha on the line. Samantha, what's up, baby?
What's up?
All right, check this out. What we talking about is the art of seduction tonight.
Right.
So now my first question to you is, are you the seducer or you like to be seduced?
Either or, it don't matter. Whatever I'm feeling at the time.
Okay, well, let me ask you. Now, if you're the seducer, what do you do? If me and you together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to seduce me, what would you do?
Clap my booty.
Thank you. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, hell, I feel seduced already.
You know, I can clap it like one big move at a time, bounce it up and down.
Is that right?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
So you one of them motherfuckers at the club that motherfuckers be staying at all the time, right?
I guess so.
Oh, okay. Damn. Now, oh, boy. Tama, what you think about them, the ones that clap? I love them. I love the ones that clap.
Yeah, that's real. That's real nice. It takes
real
a lot to do that shit, huh? Do you be in the mirror practicing that shit? Are you in the mirror practicing?
No, I can hear it clapping as I'm walking.
Hey,
damn, as you walk, you just hit. You know what,
yeah.
Samantha? I got a. I gotta give you a round of support. Just that was good. that was just, I mean, you brought a tear to my eye. That was truly beautiful. Check this out. We got somebody new to the house. Oh, shit, we got my girl Janine. What's up, baby?
Hello. How's everybody?
We all good, baby. What's good with you?
Nothing much.
Okay, check this out. We got this topic going on, the art of seduction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Now, I've been asking every female on this question, because I refuse to ask Father Time this, so. That was yesterday's show, him and Abel, so we going to go past that.
Fuck out of here.
Hey, check this out, baby. Are you the seducer or you like to be seduced?
I'm both.
Okay, everybody's both. So I gotta ask you the same question I asked everybody else. When you trying to seduce, if you trying to seduce me, what do you do?
It depends on what you like. Well, I mean, most men, they were like two women. They were like two women in the bed waiting for them. Most men.
And I am most men. Listen to what I'm saying. I am part of that most men category. Wait a minute. Once again, I'm telling you, if you're sitting there with two women in the bed, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Fuck all y'all.
I know that's right. Fuck me good, baby.
That's what I'm trying to do. Nah, so that's your way. If that's what you do to seduce, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things.
Okay, now I gotta ask this second question to you. Now, I didn't ask Samantha, but she answered the question before I even asked it. Because when she said that she walks and it just claps, oh, Samantha, you already asked that question. But I got to ask you, Janine, the sexiest feature that you use to seduce with?
I got a few of them. I don't know. I say my lips.
Yeah. Everybody got these sexy-ass lips. So come tonight, I know I'm going to see all these pretty lips on cncity69.name.com.
I can't post live tonight. I'm sad about that.
I can see some sexy-ass lips on camera. You know what? Never mind.
What's up, baby?
Okay. Yeah, now I got to ask you. Sexiest feature you use to seduce with, what is it?
My little bitty waist all over your face.
Your little bitty waist?
What was your answer? I didn't hear the answer.
What'd you say, baby?
What was your answer again? I didn't hear it.
You want to see it? You want to see the answer? I can show you better than I can see it. You want some?
Well, shut your mouth. Yeah, show it to me.
Hey.
I told you all you got to do is go to cncity69.name.com and show it to him.
Show it to him.
I got webcam.
Yeah, webcam.
He wants some seduction with some fucking. Yeah.
My man trying to get seduced.
Ain't no wrong with it. You know, I got the little weight. The long legs, you know. Nothing on it, you know. You can't help but jump in the pool, and that's the first pool. You know?
I get
you started, and you gon' finish.
There you go, Pimper.
I bring the meat, hey. And you have your feast.
Hey.
Wow. You know what? That was well put. Hey, that was well put. I like that. Wait a minute. I gotta give it to him, man. Okay. She says she will bring the meat and you will have a feast.
That's good.
You got that boy over there all hot and bothered. Now, why you do that?
I can call the model.
My train of thought is off now.
I'm figuring it is, shit. I'm figuring it will be. Okay, check this out. Check this out. Now, I got another question I want to ask. Who said that again?
Who said that again with the feast? Okay. You got a page up, right?
Huh?
You got a page up, right?
I got a page?
You got a page on SandCity69.name.com, right?
Baby. I don't got no page.
Oh, you got to get you a page up.
I get a page.
All right, go ahead.
I'm gonna ask this question because I've been hearing this for a minute now, and I mean, I heard the pros and cons to it. So I'm gonna start. I'm gonna ask this question: do y'all believe that oral sex is a form of seduction? I'm gonna start off with Miss Toy.
I guess.
Okay.
I think it is, but it wants to go down the line of being part of.
Nah, because I've heard people say my head game was seduce the shit out you. So now I'm asking this question: is oral sex a form of seduction? Felicia, what you think?
I don't think so. I think that's just a part of sex.
Me too.
Damn, seduction is
getting it started. That you done got started if you're doing that.
Man, you damn sure done got me started once you do it. Shabata, what about you?
It depends on the situation because the situation can be very seductive.
Okay.
Like Janae, if I'm blindfolding you or something.
Have you who?
Got you blindfolded.
Oh. Damn, you talking about blindfolding the motherfucker?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't do the blindfold, but I mean, that's up Father Time's alley. Any more of the kinky one? You say what?
What you scared
of? I want to see everything. Janine.
Can you get to my name? I'm about to do that. Janine?
Yes. Yes.
Do you believe oral sex is a form of seduction?
Not with me, it's not. Oral sex is sex, because you will come fast.
will make you... Oh, I'm sorry, I was writing something down. I was jotting a couple of notes down. Okay. Samantha, baby.
Yeah.
Samantha, you here with me, baby?
I'm here.
Okay, is oral sex a form of seduction to you?
No.
No?
Not at all, because I'm going to seduce you. I caught you with my booty. Once you get to watching it, you're going to be like, God damn. Then I'm going to get to moving and winding, touching myself. That's seduction. You don't like that, wouldn't
you? Hey, now you do know we post videos on SinCity69.name.com, too, right?
No, I ain't know that.
Yeah, put your video up.
You can put any video you want up. Any video.
I'm trying to seduce everybody in the world.
Oh, you can send it to my inbox. I have no problem with that. You'll see my picture right there. I'm the cute one.
I got you.
All right, Keisha. Keisha, baby. I'm loving what Keisha be saying. I'm loving what Keisha be saying. Keisha.
What's up, Pepsi?
Hey, do you believe oral sex is a form of seduction?
I mean, yeah,
And no, for the simple fact, I'm not finna seduce your ass with no head. I might kiss all over it and watch it thrive and grow hard. You know?
Right.
I might get it ready like some wood.
I like Keisha. I love what Keisha be saying, boy. Keisha,
I could have kept on it, you know, let a little slide fall on that motherfucker, but I ain't gonna suck it, Jack. I'm gonna suck it after you got me right, you know?
Right.
Then we can go on to fucking, but the first part gonna be some seduction. And then we can go on to the sucking. That's just that.
I see that. Boy, I'm having a moment right now, dog. I'm having a moment. Time, you need to take over for a second, man. I'm having a moment right now.
Yeah, I love Keisha. Keisha got hard, don't she?
I'm about to make Keisha a page. Shit, all you can see your page. You know what? I'm gonna take you in a private room later on. We're gonna I'm gonna get all your information. We're gonna make you a page.
You're not going to make me a page. Go on, do that,
man. Yeah, we're going to make you a page. But now you got to send your picture in. You got to send your picture
I'm
in, too.
I'm going to send a picture in.
Now, hold on. I can't exclude Samantha. Samantha, you got to send a picture in, too, because I know you got to send a video in, Samantha. You got to send a video.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay, now, Timer, we got, like, man, dog, we got like 9 beautiful women on the phone. Do you got any questions for these women? Any of them?
Yeah, actually, I got a question for all the ladies. Ladies.
What's up, baby?
When you go to the club and you pick a dude up, you take him home and you sex him, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, while you at the club, are you sexing him because you horny? Or are you sexing him because he got game? Which one is it? Is it the game, or is it you just want to fuck somebody that night?
So you can fuck anybody. So if you finna take a nigga home from the club and just fuck him, he got to be that nigga. You know, you ain't just finna pick up no beef at the club and go home and put it on the grill.
Okay, so it's all about the game for you then, right?
Oh, yeah. See, you got to know how to pull him.
All right, well, what about the rest of the ladies? I'm only hearing from one. Is it game
okay,
or y'all just horny?
Janine?
I have never in life taken anybody home from a club. So I
never?
Can't say that. Never.
Not even when you was young back in the day.
Never.
Okay, now you sounded like Felicia now. Don't be acting like that. Oh, hey,
y'all can get off of me now.
I'm just playing, baby. You know I'm playing. Miss Toy.
Who we got next?
Miss Toy.
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Answer the question, woman.
Is it game or are you just horny?
I don't know. You know what? That's just me being horny.
Well, it don't matter what he's talking about.
Not things, what, 4 or 5 seconds of a woman seeing a man, well, me seeing somebody, I got already set up on one to get with you or not, so if that's how I feel at that moment, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
There you go. Okay. Hey, but check this out, man. Well, you know what? We do this
I'm
all the time.
I'm going to play like I didn't hear, like y'all didn't ask me, ask my opinion, but.
They ain't
asked
me either.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I was about to go into something else, but I'm sorry. Y'all right. I didn't ask y'all. Felicia. I'm going to start with Felicia. Answer the question.
I ain't picking up nobody at the club because people on the club at the club put on airs. I mean, they may be dressed one way or they may look like they got some or they may, you know,
mm-hmm.
have some type of swag while they're in the club, but otherwise, they ain't shit.
You ain't never took nobody home from the club?
No, sir.
In your life?
No.
No, what for?
Y'all lying like
I'm in there. I'm
I'm in there to party, strictly party. Ain't nobody in the, I mean, it's in the club, most likely they just putting on airs.
Right.
They might just like this and that and the other while they're in there. Shit, whatever.
Okay, so we asked Felicia just for her to say, no, I don't.
Yeah, whatever. Moving right along.
Okay, brother, what about you? Answer the question, brother.
Well, I feel the same way. I'm not trying to pick up no man from the club.
What the hell did y'all want to ask the question for? We want to pick up. Shit, y'all want to ask the question? No.
Everybody has.
Well, that's
not true.
If I had slept with a man that same night, it wasn't because of what was coming out of his mouth. It was because I wanted to, because his game ain't that tight that he made me lose my mind and want to just jump his body.
And who was this talking?
Girl, we ain't not mad in the club, then, have we?
No.
Nah, I didn't think so. Okay. You know what, dog? We got to be fair about this, man. So I got to ask you the question, too, man. Tama?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I got to ask you the question, too, man. Let me say this, no homo. Are you the seducer? You like being seduced, man? What is it that you do?
I like to be seduced, but I can be the seducer, too. I think seduction ain't nothing. Listen. Can I finish my point, please? God damn. I think seduction is nothing but conversation anyway.
Okay.
You can seduce somebody before you even meet them. Mm-mm. You can talk to them on the phone and you already seduced them. It's all about the conversation.
Oh, that's your goal to it.
Yep.
All right, check this out, ladies. Can I ask y'all all the questions? Am I ladies listening?
Yes, baby.
Yes.
I need to have everybody say yes. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, check this out. I'm going to be the seducer, all right? Now, here's the first thing, right?
All
right. Y'all listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, now check this out. If we at home or we at my house or we doing something, now this is the first thing I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let you in. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna cut this music on. You know what I'm saying? All right, we listening.
Oh,
y'all listening to
me?
Right. Now take your mind. Y'all in the room with your boy now. I'm going to start kissing you slow. I'm going to start kissing you real slow. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to kiss every inch of your body. Then, when I get to that top, right? I'm going to whisper something in your ear. Y'all want to know what I'm going to whisper in y'all ear? Huh?
Let me read your mind.
Is we fucking or what?
That's what I'm asking y'all out there. Once I get to you,
whatever.
After you get through doing that, I'm gonna say, "Pardon me, need to go change my draw."
Well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. See?
That's a nice little setup. That's a nice little setup.
My man, Tom, I got a couple bills I need to go pay, man. Holler at my peoples.
All right, man. That was a nice little setup. All right, anybody got something they want to bring to the table? What's on your mind? Anybody?
Okay. I'm going to ask the question.
Okay.
Does it, what does it make you? Does it make you a hoe if you have a one night stand? You need to have.
Does a one night stand make you a hoe?
Oh, yeah,
like, no, it don't. No, it don't. Question? That just means you knew what you wanted.
Yeah.
Is that the question? Does a one night stand make you a hoe?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell no, that makes. Let's go down the list, man, and let the ladies answer that question, man. You sleep with somebody on the first night, do you consider yourself a hoe?
All right, well, we got Samantha back on the line. Samantha. Samantha. Oh, maybe Samantha a little busy.
Okay,
Keisha.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Keisha.
What's up, baby?
All right, the question is, they want to know if you sleep with somebody on the first night, do that make you a hoe?
Well, I consider myself a Luda fan, you know, and he say when men sleep around, they some pimps, and when women do it, they some hoes. Why is that? Hell no, I don't feel like I'm a hoe. I feel like I done what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. Hey, I only live once. I'm going to get the best out of this life I can. So if I think I want that dick, I'm going to get that dick if it's only for one night.
Mm. I like that girl. I like that girl. Janae, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up?
Janae, you with me, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, baby. Have you seen me in the club, baby? And it's just okay. I want him. Do that make you a hoe?
No, that does not make you a hoe.
Oh, that does not.
I have had a one night stand. I have had a one night stand before. I just have never taken me home from a club, but I've had one night stand before.
Oh,
where did you meet him,
Samantha?
Oh, I met somebody through friends. It's always through friends or work, something like that.
Okay, all right.
Felicia.
You know, damn well,
yeah.
Reverend, they never had no one night stand.
Oh, man. Now, I got faith in my
that's
girl.
That's not the question. The question is, does that make you a hoe? And my answer is, no, it does not.
Exactly. There you go. See? Now,
you
I was on your side,
please. I'll tell you that tonight. You an asshole, sir.
I'm an asshole tonight, huh?
Let me ask my ladies a question. All right.
Finish going down the line first, sir.
Well, I pretty much know the answer with Tori. And I really don't want
to. Well, look.
And
listen,
I really
listen.
Don't want to ask you the question.
Well, listen, check this out. Before you ask your question, let me ask this question pertaining to that question. If you let me and two of my homies hit it all at the same time, does that make you a hoe?
Nope.
The whole crew didn't hit it.
Oh, well, I still got one.
But you know what? Hold on. You know who I got to ask? I got to hear Keisha's response to that one. Keisha, what's up, baby?
What's up?
Now, my man say, if him and his partner hit it, do that make you a hoe?
That's going to make me stable for the next 2 months because I'm going to be able to pay rent, car note, light bill, gas bill, water bill, insurance, and I'm going to get a couple of handbags up out of the situation. That's going to make me just stable.
Now, you really think Pookie and Ray Ray going to pay all those bills?
Yes, connect. Well, why would I let Pookie and Ray Ray hit it at the same time if
that's
I wasn't too
seven.
Benefit? Y'all going to be my beneficiaries if you lay me in the bed and you, Pookie and Ray Ray, getting some head at the last.
1283.
You know, I'm going to need a little cash flow.
Well, all right. Let me rephrase my question. What makes a woman a hoe?
What makes a woman a hoe? can't shit make a woman a hoe. Being a hoe is just a word in the dictionary with an old fucked up meaning, you know?
Well.
Hey,
the dictionary is a fucking garden tool, but when it come out of Thug Passion mouth, you know, it's a disgrace, a knockdown, you know? But who gives a fuck? You can call me what the fuck you want. Don't call me late for dinner because this bitch love to eat.
Well, good goddamn. Well, I guess your question got answered.
Yes, sir.
Well, Samantha, huh? Is Samantha still here with us? I guess Samantha not here with us no more. Okay, now Janine,
oh.
I'm gonna let you answer. I'm gonna let you answer Thomas' question.
I don't think any woman is a hoe. I believe we all make our own decision on what we want to do. And can't nobody on this earth judge us no way, so we can do whatever the hell we want, just like men can do whatever the hell they want.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How come when you refer to another female, it's always that hoe?
What you mean?
I'm just saying.
You mean when we just talking?
I'm saying everybody got that female that they don't like, but you refer to her as a hoe. So what makes her a hoe? What the hell
Hello?
Is the background?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Use the mute button until you find that motherfucker.
I found it.
Now, back to my question. Every female got that female that they don't like. Everybody got a female that they don't like. And when you refer to that female, you say that hoe ain't shit or fuck that hoe. What makes her that hoe?
Well, people call other, you know, some women call other women hoes just due to the number of men that they sleep with.
So that makes a hoe then. That's answering my question. So there is such thing as a hoe. Right?
I don't think it is. I'm just saying that's why people call other people hoes, because they're saying the number of men that they sleep with. But if that's what they choose to do, that's what they choose to do. That's their life. Can't nobody judge them.
That'll go for a man, too, though.
Yeah. It's the same for a man.
A man is not a hoe. A man is a player.
Whatever.
You're right.
Okay, you sound real stupid right now.
You're right. Me and our players.
Well, women can be players, too. Yeah, and
no,
so can women.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, that ain't me. That's society. Society says men that do a lot of girls is a player. Females that do a lot of men is a hoe. That's society. Talk.
Okay. Well, women can be players, too.
I ain't never met no woman that's a player.
Oh, okay.
Bullshit. But anyway.
You ain't never met no player.
I gotta ask a question. Now, I'm back on this seduction thing. Now, I was looking at TV the other day, and they were saying that food is a proper part of seduction. Do y'all women believe that food is a proper part of the seduction? And if what would you use?
Yes.
I'm gonna start with Miss Toy. Toy.
I'm gonna use whatever the man likes. If that's what you like, that's how I'm gonna do it.
Do you use the strawberries, the chocolate strawberries, the, you know what I'm saying, sticking the banana down your throat and all that, you know, all the good stuff. If you had to pick a food, what would you pick?
Oh. You know what? I would get some peaches and put them in there and let you suck them out.
So she just turned the whole new minute to good, huh? Well, you have to pick a food, baby.
chocolate, strawberries, pineapple syrup, strawberry syrup, all that. Human banana split.
So you just turned into a human banana split.
Right.
Money,
I have no problem with that. Butter.
We got a little.
Since I am partial to fruit, I would have a buffet of fruit, chocolates, and I love
what the hell is this background? That's my TV.
I don't know, man. No, I think that's Samantha, baby.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now, if you have to pick a food that would be somewhat seductive, what would it be?
Strawberries and whipped cream.
Strawberries and whipped cream. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, Janae.
Caramel.
See, yeah. That's what I'm about. That's what I'm talking about. Caramel. Caramel.
Yes.
I gotta ask, why caramel?
Because after you get through licking, it is sticky, and it's like you stick together.
And Janine likes caramel. Too. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just jotting little notes down. That's all. I'm just jotting little notes down. No, y'all don't mind me. Y'all don't mind me.
Oh.
All right, so Samantha.
Yes.
Samantha, baby, I got to tell you, you got a little bit of noise in your background, so it's kind of hard to hear you.
Let me see.
Huh?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, and I also can hear that kid just say, shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'm in my room by myself now.
Are you in your room by yourself?
Nah, you can talk about all the noise. I had to get out the main part of the house.
Okay, so you're in your room by yourself now, right?
Right, right. No one is in here for me to seduce them.
Okay, so now I can cue the music now, right?
Right.
Okay, now, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking mine.
I'm closing my eyes.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's just me and you, right?
Right.
All right, now. You told me that you like to do the seducing too, right?
Right.
All right, so me and you in that room. Oh, did you just hear him say, oh?
Yes, I did. That's what you were saying if you were with me.
Right, that's why. Now, what would you do to make me say that? I'm going to cut the music off just so I can hear. What you going to do to make me make that noise like he just made? Like, this, oh! Just,
Put my mouth all over your body. You ever had to come just to clean up out you? Just one slop.
Them damn kids. Damn it. I was almost there. I was almost there. God damn. Okay. Now. All right, now. Okay, Felicia.
Yes.
Felicia, you here with me?
Yes.
All right, now. Same scenario now. We finna do the same thing.
No. Skip me.
Yeah.
I
ain't
doing all that.
Girl, you better quit acting like that.
Talk about it.
I ain't Samantha and I ain't Keisha, and y'all know that, so skip me. Go on ahead on
the
somebody
else. Yeah, the
music on the music reverend, man.
I don't care.
You know how the reverend is. You know how the reverend is.
The music is on, Felicia.
I don't care.
You know what? That damn, she always got some shit going.
What's the reverend,
that girl,
man?
Always got the shit going. Okay, we're going to skip Felicia. We're going
to
go, okay.
Y'all just take y'all to the post office, UPS, whichever one you need to go to.
Okay. Father,
yes.
We heard you, Felicia. We heard you.
I know you heard me.
All right, now. You got the music on, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I need to be seduced right now.
I don't just want to know about anything.
Well,
I want you to make me hit that high note. Listen to the high note now. I need to hit that note. What you gonna do for me?
Yeah, I'm gonna have that music, you know, going in the background with my stilettos on. Body rubbed down in that oil, so all my tattoos are showing, and that's, you know, that turns you on, I know, so. Then I'm gonna take my lips and I'm gonna place them on parts of your body. Make your manhood throb. Make
that
you
not.
You can't take it no more.
Woo-hoo-wee.
Easy with the tongue. Make you sing a song, you know.
Okay. That. Damn, I got a tired tongue. That just sound good. Okay, now, and last but not least, Janae. Here we go, Janae. Now, what you gonna do to make the neighbors know my name? What you gonna do?
To make me scream or you scream?
To make me scream, I want the neighbors to know your name.
Oh, I know where to do it. So I should go down, lick in your head, and suck right on the head. Go all the way down, licking your balls, lick your asshole. That you would scream then. Mm.
Damn!
Motherfucker screaming too.
Yeah. I done had my moment for the night. I'm ready to go to sleep now. I'm tired for some reason. I'm really tired.
I bet.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired, dog.
I'm still screaming, man.
Oh!
I feel so drained now. I'm just totally drained right now.
Wow.
I am really drained. You know what? I'm gonna let everybody have their last words. Toya, this is Toya.
Yes, baby, I'm here.
Man down, pimp in distress. Any last words? Because, I mean, it's hard to follow behind Janine right about now, so any last words?
So I suggest everyone that just said all this seducing that they're going to do it, find somebody and go do it with tonight, and then let us know how it turned out for you.
Cass. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to reiterate that so that name keeps sticking in their head. Cass. Felicia, baby, any last words?
No, I'll talk to y'all next week.
Praise God.
You know what?
Praise
you know
God.
What, Felicia?
You know what? What?
Felicia.
What?
Come on, you gotta let the inner freak go. We know what's in you. You double join it.
Well, and
praise
what
God.
I know you like using that God-given gift.
Sure, I do.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
But I don't like to talk. It's just like, you know, people that talk a lot of shit ain't going to do shit, okay? I ain't going to talk no shit. I'm going to do what I got to do.
Actions speak louder than words. I like that.
But Okay, I understand. I understand. Bada, what's up, baby? Any last words?
Oh, I'm so sad that I missed yesterday, but I'm horny now, so I'm shitty that the show is about to go off.
Girl, you and me both. Me and you both.
And my computer's down, so I can't get on the chat, so I'm real shitty.
I'm so scared to ask this question now. I'm really scared to ask this question, but I got to do it. Janine, any last words?
No, I'm getting ready to go take these panties and clothes off and jump in the shower. I'm hot and sweaty and wet.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. Good Lord. Time.
What up, man?
Let it go. Grab the phone again. Let it go. Any last word is dog.
Nice little setup, man. Nice little setup, man. You just threw me all off. Hold on. Let me get my mind right.
I know, right?
That lick in the ass was a motherfucker, man.
Hey, oh, man, I'm still out. I'm still at that point now. Just let me be.
Wow. Well, we want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. We want to let everybody know about SinCity69.com. Put your page up. Grab you a T-shirt or a coffee mug or something. And once again, thank everybody. Don't forget Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8:30 to 10. We're doing it all over again. I'm out.
All right. Like, once again, and out from the bottom of my heart, I love all you ladies being on this show tonight. Janine. See, you got me back from V dedicating that song to you last night. I know what you did. You got me back for dedicating that song to you. But you know what? I think I'm going to do this every night now. I dedicated one to you. Felicia, I dedicated one to you last week. So, buddy, it's your turn. I'm going to dedicate this one to you. We out. All right, baby. Love y'all. Holler at y'all next week.
Around my back, get it, yep, you got it, girl.